do another tune off the Manzanita record. This was written by our good friend Norman Blake. And of course he'll, well, thank you. And Norman will be in to jam with us after a while if he answers the letter I wrote him a little earlier this week. I don't know his address, but. Actually, he and Tony have been out doing some duet jobs here in the last few months. Who had to do the driving, you or Blake?
Well, Blake did sort of most of it. Well, I drove to the gig. He had to drive home.
Here's a good old number, Ginseng Sullivan.
One, two, three. Two miles from the Babtail Yard at the reverse curb on down. Not far south from the town depot, Sullivan's shack was found. Back on the higher ground, you can see him every day walking down the line with an old brown sack across his back and his long hair down behind, speaking his word with mine. It's a long way from the Delta, living on Georgia hills. Half-ton sack full of ginseng, won't pay no travel bill. And I'm too old to ride the railroad from the road alone. But I guess I'll never make it back to home. My muddy water, Mississippi Delta home. Get too cold, the damp it makes me ill. You can't dig no roots in the mountainside, but the ground holds hard and still. You gotta stay at the foot of the hill. But next summer things turn bright, the companies will pay high, and I'll make enough money to pay my bills and bid these mountains goodbye. Then he said with a sigh, it's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a sack full of ginseng. Pay no travel bill. And I'm too old to ride the railroad from the road alone. Well, I guess I'll never make it back home. My muddy water, Mississippi Delta home. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a come sack full of ginseng won't pay no travel bill. And I'm too old to ride the river from the road alone, but I guess I'll never make it back home. My muddy water, Mississippi Delta home. My muddy water, Mississippi Delta home.
Talk, I know, but it's the only chance I'll get all evening.